Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 22nd at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:30. I'm Brent Allen. A couple of showers possible for today, and it's mild out there now. We are currently sitting at 55 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Students returning to campus at Sonoma State University may or may not have class today, as nearly 100% of the SSU faculty has joined a five-day strike calling for higher pay. Officials for Sonoma State say they are not canceling any classes. That falls on individual instructors to decide, which makes it a bit confusing for students. The campus will be open, and students will have access to all the usual services like libraries, cafeterias, student unions, advising, and gyms. This morning, there are only two candidates left running for the GOP nomination for president.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended his presidential campaign Sunday just before the New Hampshire primary and endorsed Donald Trump. DeSantis struggled to find his footing in the primary. He lost the Iowa caucuses, which he had vowed to win by 30 percentage points to Donald Trump. His political future is in question. The 45-year-old is term limited as Florida governor. An investigation that started back in December by the Santa Rosa Police Department's narcotics team led to the arrest of 64-year-old Windsor resident Ronald Lamb. His vehicle was spotted Sunday on Baker Avenue. After a search, police found 4 pounds of methamphetamine inside of his vehicle. A subsequent search of his home yielded another 2 ounces of meth and packaging material. The race to fill the seat being vacated by California Assemblymember Jim Wood is heating up, and the field is getting a little more crowded. 7 people so far have filed papers to run. Democrats running include Santa Rosa Councilman Chris Rogers, Yurok Tribal Vice Chairman Frankie Myers, Healdsburg Councilwoman Ariel Kelly, and Rusty Hicks, Chairman of the California Democratic Party, as well as Mendocino County Supervisor Ted Williams and Cynthia Click. On the Republican side, just one candidate so far in the race, Michael Greer, a Del Norte School Board trustee. One of the sons of Rick Harrison, the History Channel reality show Pawn Stars head, has died. Adam Harrison died of a suspected drug overdose in Las Vegas on Friday at the age of 39. Adam was not featured on the Pawn Stars TV show. And In-N-Out Burger is taking a very rare step of closing one of its locations, and it's the only location in Oakland. The restaurant on Oakport Street is a popular stop on the way to the Oakland airport, but it's also popular with thieves. Too many smash-and-grab robberies and customer confrontations led to the decision to shut it down for the safety of employees and guests. It will close for good on March 24th. Well, it's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. Overall, pretty good. Just one incident, really. There is roadway flooding. Freestone Valley Road at Bodega Highway, that intersection is closed due to flooding. You'll also find some localized ponding on the roadways out there from the rain that we picked up overnight. Our KZST news time is now 6:34.
Having a heater problem is bad. Getting someone to look at it can be worse. Not at Same Day Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the North Bay's fastest growing home services company. It's fixed on the same day or you don't pay. Start with our introductory $29 heater tune-up. That's 75% off. Just $29. If you're tired of waiting to hear back from a plumber or furnace company, hit up samedaynorthbay.com today. Always free estimates and second opinions. Samedaynorthbay.com. That's samedaynorthbay.com.
Wine country meets the Sonoma coast in Bodega Bay. Escape to the Inn at the Tides with their winter special. Every room has a view of the water and includes daily complimentary breakfast and a bottle of wine upon arrival. Relax in the heated indoor-outdoor pool or hot tub. Just across the way, the Tides Wharf restaurant serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Enjoy the gift shop, bakery, deli, and fish market. The winter special, valid Sundays through Thursdays, starts at just $179 and is good through February 29th. Online at innatthetides.com.
At Jackson Hewitt, get money today if you're approved for a no-fee refund advance loan on a prepaid credit card. Book today at jacksonhewitt.com. No-fee refund advance offered to eligible clients. In sports, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills 27-24. when Buffalo kicker Tyler Bass missed a game-tying 44-yard field goal with under 2 minutes remaining. They will face the Baltimore Ravens next weekend. And the Detroit Lions continue their hot streak. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to move on to facing the 49ers next weekend. And your forecast. Scattered showers for today with a high around 60. Looks like we could pick up around a quarter inch or so if we get some heavy downpours, but a lot of dry breaks in there as well. Tonight, just a tiny chance of a shower, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, patchy fog early, then mostly cloudy with low 60s. Looks like rain will be back on Wednesday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Benito the giraffe has left Mexico's northern border and is headed for a conservation park in central Mexico, where the climate is much far more similar to his natural habitat. And there are also other giraffes there. The move came after environmental groups waged a campaign complaining about conditions faced by Benito at the city-run Central Park Zoo in Ciudad Juarez across the border from El Paso. The weather there is brutally hot in the summer and temperatures plunge in the winter. Benito is heading on a journey of 1,200 miles. It'll take about 50 hours on the road to get him to his new home at the African Safari Park in Puebla State. Good luck to Benito. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie on KZST, the podcast you don't need to download.
I end up in crisis.
Feelings all this time.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. Cause you got tired of my scheming.
For the last time.
It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun, but never. Always rooting for the anti-hero. Sometimes I feel like everybody is a sexy baby, and I'm a monster on the hill. Too big to hang out, slowly lurching toward your favorite city. Pierced through the heart, but never killed. Did you hear my covert? Narcissism, like disguise as altruism, like some kind of congressman. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving. If life will lose all its meaning.
One 100.1 KZST on your Monday morning. It is 640, 55 degrees. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, I will have more about those 49ers. What a game. We will be hearing from the director of the Sonoma County Library about the whole new scene, the whole new craze with millennials and Gen Zers hitting the libraries in droves. Crazy story. And I have details on a fundraiser tonight involving movies and Windsor Bowl. All that and more coming up right here on KZST.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
bye.
counties. KZST, welcome to your Monday to 649, 55 degrees. I'm Debbie Abrams with a question for you. How often do you complain about your sleep? How little you get or how much you toss and turn? Yes, it is time for me to talk about Sleep City. You may or may not know, you can probably figure it out. I do not sleep a lot. I get up before the crack of dawn, and since I've had my posh and lavish mattress that I got at Sleep City, I'm waking up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day. Sleep City is local, 5 stores around Sonoma County, 2 in Santa Rosa on Highway 12 and Santa Rosa Avenue, 1 in Petaluma on East Washington. They have a store in Napa and one I call my own, the Windsor location on Hembry Lane. Owner Mark Thomas is a local guy, been in business here for over 3 decades. He knows a lot about mattresses and prides himself on superior products, affordable prices, and top-notch customer service. Speaking of superior products, you can choose from a huge selection of popular mattress brands like Sealy, Stearns & Foster, Heirloom, and Tempur-Pedic. That's just some of them. They've got them all with adjustable bases and accessories like mattress protectors, pillows, and toppers. Oh my gosh, so much stuff to look at. If you're looking for a way to improve your sleep in 2024, visit a Sleep City store near you today or shop online at sleepcitybeds.com. Sleep City, because mattresses matter.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Head into the new year with more peace of mind and Toyota's legendary reliability. Get to your local Toyota dealer today and shop Toyota's entire lineup of 16 hybrid and electrified vehicles to choose from. Right now, get low 1.99% APR plus $2,500 bonus cash on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 1/31/24.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive. Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a 2-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn 2 recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free and attendees receive 2 SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
KZST.
Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, just holding on for tonight, on for tonight, on for tonight. KZST.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. The charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
KZST, it is 657, 55 degrees in Santa Rosa. Cloudy skies and rain off and on today. We'll see temperatures heading into the low 60s around wine country. News is next.
I don't want to be alone tonight. It's pretty clear that I'm not over you. I'm still thinking about the things you do. So I don't want to be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight. Can you fight the fire? I need somebody who can take control. I know exactly what I need to do. Cause I don't want to be alone tonight, alone tonight, alone tonight.